Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The G8 group of nations includes the United States, Japan, France, Great Britain, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Russia. The meeting 2 weekends ago was moved to the U.S. President's retreat at Camp David, Maryland. Facing an imminent global financial crisis, U.S. President Barack Obama and the leaders of other world powers pretended to do something while really doing nothing. At the conclusion on May 19, Obama stated, quote, "There's now an emerging consensus that more must be done to promote growth and job creation right now," unquote. Unfortunately, Obama and the others focused on ways to try to spark economic growth without slashing government spending. In other words, the politicians refused to acknowledge that the growth of government spending has been one of the primary shackles harming the private sector. To further obscure the truth, the joint statement revealed a lack of consensus when it stated, quote, "The right measures are not the same for each of us," unquote. In plain language, that means that each politician is permitted to do whatever he or she wants in order to retain political power. The most critical problem in the side bilateral meetings associated with the G8 confab was whether to continue bailing out European banks in an effort to keep Greece within the Eurozone. In particular, President Obama is aware that a financial meltdown of the euro system will generate huge losses on Wall Street. This would almost certainly cause Obama to lose re-election. So the real, behind-the-scenes action at the G8 meeting was a commitment to keep Greece in the eurozone until after the U.S. elections. Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, placed that organization fully behind the bailout. This move has a solid backing of the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury to boost the leveraged lending of the European Central Bank to prop up banks across Europe. That way, insolvent European banks could absorb another $500 billion in losses on Greek sovereign debt, yet survive. This plan cures nothing. It merely postpones multiple European government crashes. The ultimate result of the G8 meeting could lead to hyperinflation. President Obama and others may be posturing that the further destruction of the private sector by expanding government spending will somehow lead to an economic recovery, but this simply isn't possible. As the euro gets shakier, the US dollar is temporarily strong. However, once losses spill over onto American investors, the dollar will resume falling. Then gold and silver are bound to sparkle. I don't know if we have a month or a year, but the end result of falling currency values seems inevitable. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.